Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Under there, I gotta tell you, it's definitely Mack Weldon underwear. Wear it every day, wear it everywhere, wear it every way. Whatever they say, I'm not wearing anything else better than what you're wearing. Yesterday or today, put it on Mack Weldon. It's the bomb, wear it good of your life. It's for you and your wife. She'll appreciate it, you'll appreciate it. You appreciate each other. Marital bliss, his and hers, hers and his.
If you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Not only do they make underwear and socks, but they make shirts that look good and perform good, and it's all good. Wear them at home or in your hood or where you go or at the zoo. I wear it, you should too. I'm wearing it right now, that's no joke. They're like this lighter green color. It's real good.
Wear it while you climb Mordor.
Yeah.
They get rid of odor.
One does not simply climb into Mordor wearing...
Not Mack Weldon.
Not Mack Weldon. You only do it wearing Mack Weldon. Lord of the Rings. It's the king
of underwear.
Of underwear and socks and all
shirts.
That stuff.
For 20% off your first order,
visit MackWeldon.com and enter the promo code OFFBOOK at checkout. Yeah, you promo could enter that promo code.
Off book.
Mack Weldon.
Wear it to Mordor and back.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Podcast
with Jessica McKenna and Zach Reno.
That's Zach Reno.
That's Jessica McKenna.
That's Scott Passarella on the keys.
King of pianists, pianist of kings. That's Dana on the drums.
Woo!
Those were two of the drums, or maybe
you'll
three
hear
of them.
More.
There'll be more of them. We got engineer Brett.
We got milkman Stacy.
We got milk person Stacy.
Yeah.
Because
yeah. I mean, Stacy could be a male's name. Stacy Keach.
Well, we have two Stacys. We have Milkman Stacy and Milkwoman Stacy.
That's right.
So this podcast runs on a lot of milk.
Everyone knows dairy's great for your cords.
It's great before you sing. It's good. But
guys,
that's not all we
we've
have.
Done it again.
Done it again with having guests every episode.
This time.
Keeping up the streak.
Oh my gosh. You know them from their incredibly influential and important podcast.
Las Culturistas.
Please welcome
Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers.
Oh, you have influencers in the studio.
Yes. So we can push the needle? No.
Yeah,
we push the needle.
You know what? I like it. If it's not move the needle, it's now push the needle.
You push it.
You push the needle. It's the old needle that
it's
shows.
It's the old needle that pushes.
Because, you know, sometimes we need to nudge the needle and sometimes we need to push it.
Thank
and
you.
Shove the needle.
And shove it.
I think we should shove the needle.
Yeah, because, like, sometimes it's like, I get it.
we need, like, society needs to adapt at, like, the pace that it can actually right. take this change in and not just reject
sometimes
it.
Sometimes they
sometimes
won't.
I gotta shove that needle.
Sometimes they won't.
I would say right now in today's, climate,
yeah.
we need to shove the needle.
Now more than ever.
We need to find the
can
needle.
Can I tell you that the phrase now more than ever is really just, like, did you guys watch the Tonys last night?
I saw select clips.
We were bad gays and did not watch the Tonys.
Well, I caught up on it after and saw all the performances.
Right, great. Which... talk about it.
We can talk about it right now.
I was kind of like,
it's your show.
These are all bad.
Oh,
can I tell you what gagged me so hard? And we had to watch it several times. Let It Go.
Oh,
what the Frozen performance
was that even?
Girl, can I? She was launched. It wasn't singing. It was a NASA skyrocket.
Well, here's what I was thinking as I was like. Watching it with my husband, and I was saying, like, oh my gosh, they're not singing. They're doing two songs, neither of them new songs for the Broadway performance.
No.
Which I was like, can we talk about how that is like a lack of faith in the additional music? I understand if you gotta do your showstopper, for sure. But yeah. you're not even gonna wink and let us hear a snippet of what's new for Broadway. I can straight up watch these performances at Disneyland Park performed by amazing talent, including my dear friend. So, like,
and when you're and you don't know Cassie Levy, she's not your dear friend.
She's not your dear friend.
I mean, I was just like, this is truly what is different about this. Bring it to my Broadway perform. Like,
hold on. But think like a business person.
Right.
What is gonna make them come? What's gonna make everyone come to the performance? Think like a business person.
We cut to a meeting of business people, and they're trying to get butts in seats on all those theatrical performances.
Broadway, curtains,
lights, grand
lighter, filling seats, and
merch. That's what it's gonna be. We have to make sure everyone worldwide knows about the merch of this Broadway show.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You know what they say. You gotta get the butts in the seats, but then you gotta get shirts on their backs. Hey. You gotta get butts in the seats, but then you gotta get shirts on the backs. That's the only way we're gonna make our bottom line. Tickets are good, but the merch money is so fine.
An audience wants to get their just desserts. So you can give them singing and dancing, but as you know, the merch comes first. It doesn't matter if they leave the theater crying and weeping still. You gotta sell them a t-shirt and a $30 playbill.
You gotta push merch!
$60.
Tiny keychain.
$60.
Picture of your friend.
$60. Enamel pin.
$60.
Regular pin. $60.
You gotta push that merch.
Push it real good.
Well, it's decided. Everything's $60 at
good
our
meeting.
Performance.
Good meeting.
Feels like a good price point. Everyone's got $60 in their wallet.
Now, hold on. There's one more outstanding item on the docket.
Yes, Jameson.
I didn't see that on the... I see it on the docket.
Yes, it was covered up on my docket as well.
It was covered on my docket by this sample merch.
Well, that's a mystery for later.
You know what? For next time, we're going to get the merch out of the room. and take it off the docket.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah. Literally off.
For next time, on the docket for next meeting.
But everyone, what do we think of this? We get that girl to sing Let It Go at the Tonys.
Okay.
And have nothing new in it at all.
Is it a problem? Counterpoint.
Sure.
I mean, first of all, let's all agree. Nothing gets a Broadway audience going like Let It Go.
We can agree.
Nothing.
But is it a problem that none of the musicals in our current lineup feature the song Let It Go?
Now, I would say yes, but...
But?
We're doing a Rescuers Down Under musical. Does it call for that?
I think... Mm.
Can we get Let It Go in every show?
I know.
Can it go in our revival of My Fair Lady?
Let it go.
Yes.
Every show.
Oh!
Wait, hold on.
I think it's good.
We can get Let It Go, but... We have to kill the people who are going to stop us from getting it.
That's right. The Disney Foundation.
The Disney Foundation. They all must go.
Where must they go?
To hell.
They must go straight to hell. The Disney Corporation's got to die.
It will be tough because they're nice people who want to bring joy to kids, but they have to go.
I want to see Bob Iger cry.
Yes.
Prostrate and on his knees.
On his knees. And Mickey Mouse in tears crying, saying, stop it, please. They have to go. They are.
Okay, Disney family, everyone ready for our team retreat to keep building up the House of Mouse?
Let's start with affirmations and gifts to our neighbors.
Okay, great.
Well, hi, everybody. My name is Ethel.
Hi, Ethel.
We know you.
We've worked with you for years.
Together for 6 years,
I
Ethel.
Know, but I think it's good to reinforce my identity.
It's good to say names.
I affirm that.
Yes, I see you, Ethel. I see you, Ethel.
My affirmation for the team is to say, may we all uphold the values of the mouse.
Good one, Ethel.
And my gift to you all are some of these like little beer koozies. Like, I don't know, we have so much merch in the storage closet.
Give me one.
Everyone take one.
This is fun because the retreat is about new ideas for bringing families together, but also us letting loose.
Yeah.
A beer koozie makes me think, I could have an alcoholic beverage today.
Oh, yes.
But not in the Disney parks. Unless we were getting a little freaky with our day.
No, we're here in Ojai, and the reason I chose Ojai for our retreat was because I think we can get a little spiritual, too.
Oh.
Ethel, I love that.
Thank you. I love it, too.
I think it's the perfect place. Oh, me. Oh, my. I love Ojai. Ojai is the place where we should stay.
Oh, me. Oh, my. I love Ojai.
It's such a magical place to start your day.
I woke up this morning and I had an orange for breakfast. It was delicious. I'm gonna have another one for lunch. When I wake up every morning, I have an orange. It is Ojai. Ooh, an orange over here. It's my lunch.
Me, oh my, I love Ojai.
Ooh, so much people that we love a bunch.
Oh me, oh my, I love Ojai.
And let's
Let's all have an orange for lunch.
Here's a bunch.
Let's just take a little jaunt down the street.
Jaunt.
Look at the succulents.
Wow.
Put your nose in it.
Hey, who wants this crystal pendant?
Crystal pendant?
Wait, that's one of the many things you can purchase in Ojai, along with many art galleries.
Yes, but this crystal pendant is calling to me, as if it's hissing at me in my soul. Wow, there must be a spirit inside.
Ethel, danger's coming. You must protect your friends. Ethel, it's all up to you.
Oh, wait!
By me.
I love Ojai.
A wonderful place to take a stroll.
Oh me, oh my, I love Ojai.
Legend has it here there are lots of trap souls.
Ethel, you're turning a rather gray shade. Oh no, what's going on?
Yes, it is I, Ethel. But now, with the my fleshy body is occupying the souls of former execs of Universal Studios.
Shall exact my revenge on all the board members of the Disney Corporation.
Oh, what if I just take this necklace off you and I smash it on the ground?
Oh.
Here's my good friend Ethel, and now peace we have found.
Hi.
And let's just keep perusing, see if crystals have new meaning, and maybe we can find one with a little nicer leaning.
Over here. Ooh, I see this crystal pendant. It's totally black and it has a nasty face.
Ooh, it's Star Sapphire with a nasty face.
It's already talking shit to me.
What?
Oh, look, it's saying,
you are worthless. Kill your friends. Everything you've ever done is bad. You should feel bad about yourself. You really should take it out on everyone around you.
Take it out. Whoa.
Oh my, I love Ojai.
It's equal parts art galleries and parks.
Oh me, oh my, I love Ojai.
All these pendants all got really fucking dark.
I'm so sorry about that, you guys. I feel like I almost got taken over by a pendant.
It's absolutely not your fault.
No. Do you think it? Okay, good.
We're learning. We're all here learning together.
It does seem like a lot of them seem to be trying to warn us or actively destroy us, though.
Yeah.
Did anyone notice that?
Almost like they want us to kill each other before something worse can kill us more painfully.
Like mercy kill.
Yeah, I think these Ojai crystals want
to mercy
kill us.
You guys, look at this store's name. Mercy crystals.
Mercy crystals.
That explains it.
Come on, you guys. Let's get sandwiches with fig spread.
Sandwiches!
Yay, nothing's wrong.
I love Ojai.
Sandwich.
Well, that didn't work.
Not at all.
Tried to kill them with pendants from the store on their corporate retreat, and they smashed the pendants and it didn't kill them at all.
You guys, I thought it would be a fun outside-the-box idea. I apologize.
Honestly, it was very convoluted. I really think we should just really go straight forward, go kill them with a knife like we said before.
Well, okay, well, we tried, and it's always good to try.
It's always
good
to
ideas.
Try.
Yes, and also, like, if we just go up with a knife, Gary, they'll be like, look, four money-hungry Broadway producers are responsible for them. We have to be slightly sneaky.
Sure.
We're not even employing our true skills here. Or the minions that we have dominion over.
Archibald,
why aren't we using...
what are you suggesting?
I'm saying that we kill them with more theatrics.
Yes.
And with literal minions?
Yes, specifically.
Maybe? Yes, no?
Specifically
we
minions.
Are Illumination Entertainment, after
yes.
all.
Yes,
Broadway producers / Illumination Entertainment.
Listen, I could get the minions involved. I'm not saying no to it right now. I'm more saying, like, let's put a pin in the minions being involved.
I think Mike would do it.
Well, just because here... Oh, yeah. Like, I just think, like, Stuart might be like...
Stuart's fucking nuts.
Yeah, he might be a problem. And also, like, if this all backfires...
Right.
and we all go, the Broadway, you know, branch goes under. We need something to still make money. And if the Minions are caught at a literal crime scene,
that's a good point.
Children might not be able to have them at birthday parties. I don't know.
I don't know. It works for a lot of people. I see a lot of, you know, really problematic people out there winning Oscars and really started keeping on with their career. I saw Chris Brown recently in a funny video.
Ooh.
I was like, remember that this is a problematic person. I mean, come on, seriously, there's a lot of problematic figures succeeding in entertainment.
For sure.
A little scandal might be just what we need. Just a little bit of scandal, being caught with a knife as a person bleeds.
A little bit of scandal. Let's involve a problematic celebrity in our plan and get them to do the deed. Pit the murder on them. We'll get a problematic celebrity. A little scandal.
Scandal.
And we'll get that problematic person to take the fall.
Let's get a list of the people we employ. I'm looking at this list, almost all of them are boys. Looking at the people who have committed public wrongs, let's just kind of go through them and list them in this song.
Woody Allen! Okay, interesting.
For sure.
Okay, Johnny Depp is already on the payroll.
Academy Award winner! Kobe Bryant's on my list.
Oh.
He's an idea.
I loved his film.
Casey Affleck!
Sure! He's a good one. He's a good
boring,
one.
He's boring, right?
Right, right.
We should get an exciting problematic celebrity.
Oh.
One who'll get headlines and get the job done, done at the same done. Time. A famous dude.
Wait, I have it right here. His name is screaming at me. Why, yes, it's the guy who beat Madonna. It's Sean Penn.
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn. Will give us so much scandal.
I felt it talked down to gays. You
yeah,
know?
It did.
I
it
felt
did.
Like it was that's like, you know.
Why couldn't they have cast a gay
let's
actor?
Let's get gays.
Let's
and
get a gay
even
actor.
For the boyfriend, we have to James Franco.
James
who's
Franco,
like, you know,
really?
Problematic.
He's
problematic,
going through a journey.
Problematic.
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 Him
it's
is the alternate.
Perfect.
Sure. I think. Yeah, great.
Okay, so Sean Penn leads the Minions? Is
Sean
that what we decided?
Sean Penn leads
yes.
the Minions.
That is what I'm going to put in the docket.
It's a good plan. It's the next plan we're doing.
I think people will be just excited about that.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't even realize there's a murder being committed. It's just crazy.
I think it'll
about.
Be so wild that people will be distracted.
Okay, Minions, hello, my name is Sean Penn, and
hi.
I'm
hi.
Here to...
Banana. Hola.
Banana. So I would like to...
Oh, actor boy. Oh, no.
I'm sorry?
Actor boy. Oh,
yes,
yeah. Very
yes.
good.
Okay.
Oh,
exactly.
Oh,
Mystic,
good.
Mystic
okay.
River. Mystic
Stuart.
River.
Stuart. Okay,
oh,
yeah.
We hate it. Oh, I am Stuart. You are I am Sam. How do you know?
Yeah. Okay, Stuart.
Problematic. Problematic.
Problematic.
Everyone, I need you to listen to Sean Penn right now.
Okay,
fine. Okay, you know what? You're right. So I think this is going to be a team effort. I have been instructed to lead you all in the assassination of the Disney Corporation.
Oh.
Bad mouse.
So I would like to hear.
Why does the mouse have a dog? Why does the mouse have a dog?
It's weird that the mouse has a dog and the mouse has another friend who is a dog,
yeah.
right?
Talks,
Goofy is a dog,
dog,
Pluto is a dog.
Yeah.
That's
no
fucking crazy.
Crazy.
The point is, we're going to take them down, and I would love for. I would love suggestions from all of you onto like what it was that you might want to do. Just this is an open forum. All 800 of you feel free to chip in with your ideas.
Poison him with chalk.
And a real big balloon. Poison him with chalk.
And a real big balloon.
Okay.
Interesting.
interesting.
7-hour showing of Angels in America parts 1 and 2.
Okay.
And they're poisoning him with chalk. But let's not forget a real big balloon.
The nuclear comes. A corn dog and a real big balloon.
Angels in America.
Just one corn dog.
And a real big balloon.
I'm unclear. What are we doing?
Okay, well, that also did not work. The minions in Sean Penn had poisonous chalk and a real big balloon.
And they mostly
a showing of Angels in America.
Right. Left Angels in America thinking, oh, Nathan Lane, interesting casting. What's my great work I need to begin?
And can we say, again, another straight actor, Andrew Garfield, playing these roles.
What is the deal?
It's really, it's crazy. Add him to the list.
He's on the list.
Problematic.
Weird side effects. Stewart fucking slit the throat of Sean Penn, so I guess that's no longer an option.
Now, we knew Stewart would be a loose wild card.
It's a risk we were willing to take.
Okay, so...
Back to the drawing.
I still have my idea, guys, of going and just killing
Gary,
him with a knife.
Know.
Gary, we've heard the gun.
But listen, he doesn't have to be in public. It can be week after he's gone home. I'm sure there's a security system, but we're geniuses. We run multiple companies.
I feel like maybe we need to just step back from this. I feel like we might be problem solving in too much of like a linear way. I just kind of want to, maybe we just take a moment and just like, I don't know. Talk about our weekend plans, and then maybe hopefully something will come.
Okay, I thought you were going to say meditate, and I just...
I mean, it wouldn't hurt, Gary. It wouldn't hurt if just once you would come with me to the yoga retreat.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't tried it. Whenever I sit down to meditate, I get, you know, my brain is just working too fast.
That's the point, Gary. That's the point.
Meditating.
That's also not a bad thing. Those things are going to come, and they're going to go.
You take that voice, and then you acknowledge it. You let it go.
Your mind is like a raging ocean.
I'm sorry. What did you say you do to the voice?
I acknowledge it.
You take it?
I didn't mean to. It's a Freudian slip. I let it go.
You know we're having problems with let it go.
No, but I think he might be onto something there.
What? Are you saying that I should let go of my baggage?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're saying.
Are you saying, Nigel, that we should let go of this plan and just put Let It Go in a musical and see if they even notice?
Yeah.
And then, like, if they don't notice, then we just get into a protracted legal battle and we just, like, get the fans on our side where we're like, isn't this just great?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Let's just take a risk. Let's just fly by the seat of our pants. Let's put Let It Go in the goddamn show.
Let's just take a risk.
Let's fly by the seat of our pants. Let's just put Let It Go in the goddamn show.
Too often we businessmen, we put ourselves in a room and we insist that we think of a perfect plan, and we won't finish until we have doom. And it's how we get so cyclical, coming up with the same problems and ideas. I think that maybe we should try this. Let ourselves be a little bit freer.
Risk. Let's die by the seat of our pants. Let's just put Let It Go in a goddamn show.
Too many times we go over meeting minutes and going soup to nuts, but we'd never land on something solid. Well, I say we let it go and put Let It Go in our show and see if the legal litigation is good.
Let's just take a risk.
Just take a risk.
Let's fly by the seat of our pants. Let's just put Let It
just
Go
put the stupid song in
the goddamn show.
Do you have any idea how long the legal battle would take? By the time they notice, the show will have closed, and that will be their mistake.
That's right. Sometimes you do things and get permission after rather than permission first. And by that time, we've sold the merch.
Let's just take a risk. Let's fly by the seat of our pants.
successfully put Let It Go into another musical without incurring the wrath of the Disney Corporation?
Will those fun Disney friends escape Ojai? Find out when we return to the second half of...
Legally, can we let it go?
The musical!
Zach, do you love Weird Al?
Yeah.
I know you do. And you've seen Weird Al play live. You know that he puts on an incredible show.
Yeah, he just wrapped up his ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour, which I saw when it was in Los Angeles. And
magical.
It was phenomenal. Truly so good. That's the name of the tour. That's not me putting a judgment on the tour.
He is a marvel. Guys, would you believe we love him? Obviously, we love him. There were
in a shock to no one.
In a shock to no one, we, the hosts of this musical podcast, love Weird Al.
Love Weird Al.
Guys, there were 77 performances on this tour, and every show is unique and different set list. The entire tour is available now on Stitcher Premium.
This is so great for me, especially, because I got so much FOMO for whatever songs he played. He played Albuquerque in the set the night after I was
FOMO
there.
FOMO from your home toe?
Yes, FOMO from my home toe. It's hometown. I shortened it to home toe. But I cannot stress enough how awesome this tour was. The man sounds like he is auto-tuned all the time, and he's not. His pitch is just, like, that clear and good, and his band is insane.
He's a beautiful soul.
He's a beautiful soul. Guys,
there's so much good stuff on Stitcher Premium, so why don't you go ahead and get a free month if you haven't already. Go to StitcherPremium.com/WeirdAl, StitcherPremium.com/WeirdAl, and use promo code OFFBOOK.
Get it, guys.
Please, already.
Welcome back.
When we last left the evil Broadway illumination folks, they had given up on their murderous plots to instead go into a protracted legal battle. Will they sell merch enough to make their gamble worth it? Find out in Legally Can We Let It Go?
It's opening night.
Opening night.
Marissa, I'm so nervous.
Oh my god, stop. Garrett, you have to let it go. Oh my god,
no, stop. Oh my god, you know that's my big number.
I know.
I guess I'm nervous that, you know, my family's out there, my fiance. Yes. But mainly, legally, can we let it go?
Garrett, we've been through this. The Broadway Illumination people have sat us down 3 times a day ever since rehearsal started. We can do this and just see where it goes.
They did assure us that it would be fine. So, all right, I guess I'll get my costume on.
Wait.
Would you help me?
Yeah. Here. Turn around. Okay. Let me zip you up.
I'm turning. This is my favorite part of getting dressed.
Hey, what? Garrett, have you ever thought maybe... You know, you hear these stories of Broadway co-stars sort of falling in love, and I don't know. I always thought that was so silly and complicated.
You're wondering if it's just a trope?
I guess. Or is it real?
Is it just a trope? That thing they say about Broadway causing people to fall in love?
Is it just a trope? That thing they say about two young actresses who found each other.
One actress named Garrett,
one actress named Marissa,
falling in love on Broadway tonight. I hope it's not a trope.
Thank you, sorry.
Hey, Stuart, did you just give the 5-minute call?
I just gave the 5-minute.
Thanks. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
You know, when two technical specialists work together for a long time.
Yeah?
Do you ever think, well, there's something that they've shared by holding the line?
And those late nights in darkened corners of a theater make them feel that maybe there's
There's a love a little nearer, but is it a trope?
When two Czechs fall in love because of Hell Week, is it a trope? Is it just a rumor Hollywood's trying to sell me? Is it a trope?
Just a trope.
2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you,
Joe. Thank you, Melissa. And not just for helping me get dressed.
Thank you, Garrett. And if it's not a trope of me to say, I love you. And break a leg.
That's how I feel.
Okay. I cut you off. I stepped on you.
It's fine. Just don't do that on stage.
Okay,
also,
yeah.
One thing I've been meaning to tell you is there's a part in Act Two where
I know we're gonna talk about
I have
it.
A joke line.
Yeah.
And that beat that I'm taking is part of the joke.
Yes.
And so when you come in with your next, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I love you.
Break a leg. Good luck. I'm sorry. Break a leg.
You know that it's break a leg.
It's break a leg. Macbeth. Sorry. That's a joke.
Hey guys, welcome to Playin' Playbills, the only show where we talk about every show on Broadway. And can we talk about how every Broadway show has Let It Go in it right now?
Yeah, I mean, here on Playin' Playbills, we like to break down like trends of what's going on Broadway for you right now. And right now, every show has Let It Go on it.
Seriously, guys, and it's like not just new shows, it's also revivals. It's not just musicals, it's also plays.
Right. Also, stop this. Don't forget, like and subscribe. Playin' Playbills
on
iTunes. We're on Spotify,
Stitcher Premium,
we're
wherever
on Audacity,
you,
wherever you listen.
Okay, so listen, we have like some exclusive. You guys are like going to be so excited for this.
Yeah.
We have some exclusive. We put cut together this montage of all the places Let It Go is on Broadway.
So here is it snuck not so sneakily into
every show into
a bunch of different shows. We're going to start with
I went to Kinky Boots. And they very slyly tried to sneak in Let It Go, okay?
Yeah, you're right. It happened right after everyone's favorite number from Kinky Boots.
These Kinky Boots, they're high up on my leg. They go all the way to my knee.
Hey, but maybe if you take those boots and roll them down your leg, you can put them away and never be the same.
Okay, yeah, there it is. You hear it kind of sneaking in right there.
You heard it in there where they tried to sneak it in.
Here it is. Here it is in rant. It's in a song that everyone knows. So it's kind of wild they put it in here. But it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
25,600 minutes.
525,000 moments. So dear.
525,600 minutes.
Funny how some distance makes everything seem
small. It's right there.
Did you guys hear it at home?
Yeah, you heard it.
Sometimes it's very sneaky.
Totally.
Did you guys hear it? Okay, yeah, did you guys hear it in Newsies where it's like, you're like, oh my gosh, these boys are doing amazing dances on these newspapers, and then like,
yes. Frozen
Happens in that one before the actual Newsies
and
song
also,
starts.
Everyone knows Frozen Fractals is from Frozen. And they didn't even try to
hide it.
They did not even try to hide it.
Are we witnessing like the current decline of Broadway and kind of like the
the commodification.
Encroachment of Let It Go, and yes. Everyone's just putting
you
it
guys,
in everything.
This was wild, but I was actually seeing Midsummer Night's Dream in Shakespeare in the Park, and it was straight up in that, if you can believe it. It's like not even a musical. It was like, if we shadows have offended, think but this, and all is melted.
Let the storm rage.
And there hadn't been there music in the show up until that point.
It
a
was
full
crazy.
Orchestra cuts in.
It was crazy.
You know what's wild?
What?
I was watching.
That there were two pucks in that production?
Well, that's not that
okay,
crazy.
Okay, that was
no,
fun, though.
That was
I liked that choice.
I liked that fun, innovative
puck
choice.
Puck is such a fun role. I feel like everyone wants to share
yeah, it. And bottom, puck. And bottom of the ass was a literal fucking donkey.
Which was
that
cool.
Wow.
That was
cool.
Brave. I thought that was brave,
very
honestly.
Cool. That was very cool.
Representation.
I was watching a fucking Subway sandwiches commercial yesterday.
I love the fucking Subway sandwich commercial.
Oh, yes. I love them.
I'm never going back. The past is in the past.
$5 footlong.
And, yes. Like, I get it. Like, I'm never going back to when footlongs weren't $5 anymore.
Like, it kind of works. It kind of works.
But did they license it, or is everyone just using it?
Can like, I have a theory about this.
Okay.
Okay.
They're just using it.
You know what? If that's true, I kind of love it. Because I just feel like we've gotten to be too litigious. It's like, I'm sorry, where's the ownership? If you didn't protect Let It Go strong enough, if you did not build a fortress around that jam and protect it for all time, then I think it is fair use.
Oh my God.
I have another theory to rebut that.
Please.
Okay.
What if they did build the fortress around Let It Go, but Broadway execs just want to test the limits of it?
I don't think there's any way that Broadway execs are that devious and clever.
I mean, they're like here for the art. They're like definitely not interested in money.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
And we know that they're listening because they're big fans of Playing Playbills. Please give us a review.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe and please comment.
Playing Playbills. Hit us up with your comments. We appreciate the reviews. We'll see you next week.
What? Okay. What?
Spill the bill.
Okay, well, this has backfired in a fucking tremendous way.
Yeah, people don't get what we're trying to
Everyone
do.
Everyone is using Let It Go. They don't have to come to our shows to see it anymore.
I know.
Yeah, guys, I made this awesome merch where it's like the Hamilton guy on top of the star is now like pointing up and like Snoke is coming down and no one's buying.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
The way that Hamilton incorporated Let It Go was, I thought, pretty cool.
How does a bastard orphan son of a parent who got killed on a shipwreck and now she's got powers? She stays up in her tower, won't talk to her sister for all those long hours, and she's like, I'm stuck in these hallways.
There is also a moose and there's a snowman. Actually, it's a reindeer. It's not a moose. I apologize for calling it a moose. It is a reindeer. And now, ooh, there's Elsa. What's your name, Elsa?
Elsa.
I was surprised, and I was happy that Lynn came back to play that part.
I thought it was big of him.
It was big of him.
Once your show changes, I feel like it's probably like, do I want to come back?
Right.
And
Lynn will admit that he's not necessarily the best vocalist, but he went up there with the register.
He went up there.
He did it.
He always surprises you.
Always.
Can I say another thing that I think is freaking ballsy of Disney to put Frozen on Broadway is like, Idina Menzel is already the greatest Broadway voice of a generation.
And she's a Broadway
voice. She's a Broadway voice. So it's like, it's not like that song was originated by a pop star and now we're hearing it reframed in a Broadway voice and we're like, this is interesting and new. This is someone who just has to stand in the shadow of one of the greatest Broadway voices of all time.
I don't know. Did you see If Then?
Okay. I saw
If Then.
Gary.
It was about a year ago. When I saw If Then, I thought I'd get a great show with Idina Menzel, who I thought would offer a performance worth seeing, but no.
If it wasn't very good, then was it shows worth seeing? If you could do it again, would you, should you, or would you be fleeing?
I saw it for free.
If you saw it for
that's
free,
why I'd go
then there's not much
again
of sadness to
I
see.
Saw it for free.
If you saw it for free,
then
it's not much of a tragedy.
Okay, but if I don't know if what if then is about, then could you tell me, help me figure it out? Because
sure,
if there were problems with the script, then there wouldn't be anything for Adina to do with it.
It's about a woman who has two choices and she makes one, but you see the other, it was dumb. I didn't like it, but I saw it for free.
It seems like
for free. Much of a tragedy.
If
you saw it for free, then it's not much of a tragedy. And if I can say one thing for just a bit of a time to say,
yes,
then I would point out that she had to sing Wicked 8 shows a week, 2 times sometimes in a day. If a normal person can barely hit
then
what would we expect of you and me?
If
she actually asked Steven Schwartz,
then
he said, I can't change it, of course.
I saw it for free. Not Wicked, I'm talking about.
Then it's not much of a tragedy.
Quite a lot to see.
Saw it for free. Then
probably too much.
I'm just pointing out that she did permit damage to her vocal cords before she had a gift straight from the Lord.
And it's all the fault of Steven Schwartz for not changing the goddamn key.
Didn't enjoy it, though, is all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that she's the draw that she
I just feel like
once was.
She's, maybe. I just feel like she's a fantastic performer, and I hope to meet her someday.
Wait. You guys.
Archibald, what?
The answer has been under our noses this whole time. We get Adina to sue us.
Jameson, that's brilliant.
Yes. Sorry, I was over here doodling.
Okay, no, that's
fine.
And
I was like, Archibald, what are you doodling?
Okay, yeah, he's doodling
like,
a whale.
I was like, Archibald, what is this?
Archibald.
But Jameson, that's a great idea. We get Adina Menzel to sue us, and then
we make the headlines.
We settle with her by offering her the lead role in Minions the Musical.
And she sings Let It Go in it.
And no one else can do it. She alone. We all know that the Broadway singers that do the songs are the ones that retain the rights to those songs.
That's how it works.
If she is singing Let It Go, it's okay, and no one else will be able to use it, and we'll be able to put butts in seats and sell that sweet, sweet $60 merchandise.
$60. Everything.
Nigel, you've got a raging boner right now. I love it.
Your dick is hard.
Let us all cheers our business boner.
Cheers our boners together.
Hey, hey, hi. This is a drinking song for our boners. For our boners.
Hello, I'm a business boner.
Hello, this is our boners, and we're gonna take a swig for our boners.
When I raise my boner for you, I raise my boner 1, 2, I raise my boner high. Ha 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 ha.
Raise your boner to the sky, then clink your boner with another one's boner. We're cheesing our boners.
Cheers, we're boners forever. Everyone cheers boners together.
Cheers our boners forever.
Let's cheers our boners together.
Wow.
Ow. Wow. Ow. Ow.
Really,
ow.
I was going to say, it hurts,
it
right?
Hurts.
I don't need to do another,
no,
you know,
it's bad. Yeah.
Sing song, your boner thing. My boner jammed.
Right, no. It feels good, but it ultimately is painful.
Well, you know, if you want it, it doesn't hurt.
Oh!
It's an anal sex joke.
That's an anal sex joke, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi. Yes, this is Adina.
Adina, someone is at the door for
you. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Reginald, my British butler.
Can I get you anything, madam?
No, I'm okay.
Perhaps that big, black, pointy witch's hat you like to wear around the house?
Sure, but only as a bit, Reginald. It's like I'm ironically wearing it because everyone knows I was alphabet. Whatever.
Yes, your comic sensibilities are wonderful. Miss.
Get me the hat. Absolutely. Get me like a like an Earl Grey with honey.
I will. Nicole Parker called. She wants to hang out later.
Nicole Parker.
Yes.
She's just. Oh, sorry. I'm right here.
Oh my God, Nicole. Hi, hi, babe. Hi, hon.
Hey. I'm just really nice and talented, and I'm walking down this hallway. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
I love that all of the elfos hang out. Sorry. Can I just say, as your butler, I love that you're all just hanging out.
But what about me?
Stephanie J. Block. It's Stephanie. Hi.
Hi!
Babe!
Excuse me, Eden Espinosa here!
Eden! Hi!
Hi, it's me, Eden!
Wait, is this just like, are you guys like pranking me right now?
No, I'm just walking down this hallway, bye!
Hello, it's me, an alphabet the woman head that played the witch in the original MGM picture Wizard of Oz.
Oh my
Margaret,
God,
Margaret Hamilton!
It's me, I'm back from the dead!
Yes, absolutely, you dear dead. You don't have to check in with us, you are dead.
This is crazy.
Oh my God, alphabet.
Anyway, I'm on my pretties!
Well, I guess we should celebrate one of us as in another huge phenomenon, Frozen Adina.
Oh, stop.
Congratulations on owning that song.
Thank you. Wait, why do you all have briefcases and paperwork with you?
Well, it's funny. Like, now that we're not Elphabas, we're actually lawyers for an entertainment company.
And, oh, fun.
Well, we're just here. We're like, couple Elphabas to another, to the OG Elphaba. Give it up for the girl in green.
Give it up for her.
Just give it up. Yeah.
Giving up for the girl in green.
Very
I'm sorry.
Good,
I'm
Reginald.
Still
no,
here.
You can be here.
You can be here.
Well, listen, girl. We got an offer that you can't refuse. A trip on Broadway, what's to lose? You can be the star of a show. If then, no, 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 this one will go.
They're gonna charge a lot. You will make a gross receipt of the box office. You're a draw, baby girl. So sign on the dotted line and let's give it a whirl.
You're a draw, baby girl.
You're a draw, baby girl.
You're a draw, baby girl.
I'm filing a lawsuit?
Yes.
Hold on.
It's just a little bit of legalese, but girl, please. You'll be on stage surrounded by minions. Tell them something to do and they'll just do it. You'll be the one to lead them and lead the show.
But most importantly, you're a draw, baby girl. You're a draw, baby girl.
Since I was in Rent, I knew I was destined for greatness.
Stop fucking bragging.
Every time I was on stage as Maureen, I knew that someday
we know
I'd be
you
a huge Broadway star. Well, fine, I'll sign on the dotted line.
I also played Maureen in a replacement pass. I'm Eden Espinosa.
No, Eden, thank you, Eden. Baby girl.
Nicole Parker Redford. What an incredible talent.
You're a draw, baby girl. Wow. When do rehearsals start?
Right now! All right, it's 5 minutes, everyone. And, hey, Kyle, can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Just, like, ever since we switched shows, I feel like the vibe's been different between us.
No, for sure.
Like,
I mean,
you know, I'm like, the ASM on stage left, and, like, I thought that would be fine, that we weren't on the same side of the stage anymore. But
it's different, I know.
It's different.
I don't see you, I still see you every day, but I don't see you during the show.
And it's like I lose you during the show. And it makes me like feel like, I guess when we were in that My Fair Lady revival with Let It Go foisted into it, that that wasn't real.
I mean, it was real for a time.
Wow.
But You're right. I mean, things change, people change. There's... How do you recapture a moment, you know?
You can't, I guess.
Garrett.
Yeah,
hi.
I know. They're in my dressing room. I don't know what.
Oh, sorry.
Five minutes. I'm fully naked. So
Garrett.
Can I just... Hi.
Yeah. Hi, hold on. Well, the ASMs can stay, but Garrett...
Melissa, it's not the same.
Garrett, stop. Ever since you were cast as a minion with overalls and I was cast as a minion without overalls, things have been different, and... I don't know, like, what's going on?
I don't know, you never took that note about not stepping on that comedic beat I was trying to
Stop.
Do, and things haven't been the same since that. So, look, some people just aren't meant to have a translate thing of when you're doing a show and you become... I guess it was just a trope.
The show jitters.
I am really nervous, so just...
The sound of the crowd.
If you're not going to be here to be a common presence, then you have to go.
The lights on the stage.
Because we can't be in love anymore.
My heart beating in my ears.
On
so
that other
loud.
Show, we did a limited engagement.
Nothing is as much as
I guess,
a romantic scene.
Sit me up one more time.
Then when you're in a backstage setting with you.
Goes on.
I'm gonna go to my place.
But the show also ends.
I'm sure I'll see you out there because the majority of our scenes
are
together.
The show goes on.
But don't.
But the show also ends.
Don't expect anything after.
Pre-show jitters.
You too?
I have them every night. And well, I thought we'd reconnect. I guess I was wrong.
You were right, we can reconnect. But please, listen here. If you step on my goddamn line, I'm gonna kill you, bitch. Please.
The show goes on.
Can we try one more time?
Will the
world stage right?
Out of my own wallet to commemorate this show. Well, for you, my little girl, for you I'll let it go. I'll get you this book, I'll get you this shirt to commemorate that show. I'll buy all of its merch. It's $60, it's no problem. I'll just give out a holler and
let it go.
Go.
By this commemorative big balloon.
Because legally we can let it go.
The price tag never bothered me anyway.
The end! That was Legally, Can We Let It Go?
We
the
can.
Musical!
We'll be right back after this!
Listening to this, I'm going to go out on a limb and think, you're probably an Earwolf fan. Well, you should definitely be listening to Paul F. Tompkins and his podcast, Spontanea Nation. On the show, PFT and his comedy pals perform narrative-based improv inspired by an interview with an amazing celebrity guest like LeVar Burton, Alison Brie, and John Hamm.
And in honor of Pride Month right now,
Brie
Paul...
Brie and Hamm, that sounds delicious.
So that's a good sandwich I want to eat and listen to. And in honor of Pride Month right now, Paul has all LGBTQ guests and improvisers.
Hear from our Earwolf friends Cameron Esposito and Rhea Butcher, who are on this week's episode.
And check out other guests from this month like Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Love it. Natalie Morales from Parks and Recreation. Love it. And Earwolf favorite, Drew Tarver, love him.
These are all fantastic people, and I want to hear them do some amazing narrative-based improv with the one and only PFT.
Yeah, with that.
You down with PFT?
I'm down with PFT. I'm down with Eben on the piano. Get
yeah, you
into
know me.
It. Oh, that's what you wanted me to
that's
say.
That's okay.
Oh, sometimes there's like a good pass and you just don't catch it, and friends forgive each other for missing those
passes. Yeah, sometimes they're like pop flies that they catch themselves.
Yeah, sometimes you got to play. Sometimes the greatest baseball team is a team of one.
That's right. Subscribe to Spontanea Nation now. Hear it every Monday, wherever you listen to podcasts. You down with PFT?
You know me.
Catching.
Welcome back. Bo and Matt. You guys, that first of all, I think you made history by being one of the only guests we've ever had to basically do an entire song by yourselves.
Yes.
Really?
Until I came in and ruined it with like a secondary joke of other people who are in love. But song between those people in the green room, I think is the only time. Because like when we have two guests, they're not usually like, okay, I'll go off. I don't think it's happened.
I think you're right. I mean, I think besides name check Nicole Parker, no one else has, like taken up a whole song like that. I think you might be right.
Anyway,
especially like starting it and sustaining it for that long.
It was truly like the scene into the song was, amazing to watch.
This makes us feel very good.
Makes us feel very good. But I think just having the stage managers, the assistant stage managers come in was the perfect heighten.
Perfect heighten.
Yeah,
and
that's
then,
not what I was asking
of
for,
course,
thank you very much.
Then the director of the Broadway
who
show.
Buys
everyone lunch. The tropes were getting taken down, and I think
subverted.
We need to do more of that.
And
in
I think
life.
That was great. Yeah, it was really like helpful.
I also loved that the whole musical was a comment on where Broadway is right now, which is commercialization is killing it.
Wow.
And we recorded this the day after the Tony Awards, and we are making our comment, and this actually was a very smart episode, and what I want
so
people
smart.
To know is that we're very smart.
It's very smart,
very
and when
smart.
We talk about
very
all of
smart.
The minions killing Sean Penn, what you need to remember is that is a comment on like toxic masculinity and how we shouldn't
yes.
stand for
yes.
like people
like,
being able to get away with shit. Like, what are we doing by
right.
allowing
also,
Johnny Depp to stay in the Harry Potter
absolutely.
Franchise is tarnishing the franchise as a whole.
And like oh blind God. Following, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
blind following of the minions.
Absolutely.
Like, let's just
iconography.
Like think about how, yeah, oh my gosh, thank
top,
you.
Cult of personality.
Or
thank
having
you.
An intellectual property literally murder a celebrity.
Wow.
We're very
smart.
So smart.
This is such a smart episode.
I really feel like we should start almost like geotagging the time of day and in the week when an episode is recorded because like this Monday morning fire of like we're here versus like a Friday at 5 where we're like we're losing our goddamn mind.
The week now it's like it's Monday. We have a whole week to take on and we
yeah.
have like the mental wherewithal to do that.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
And
love
also
it.
For a Monday morning, we sounded pretty good.
You guys
I'll
have incredible voices. I'm
no,
great.
We all have
no.
great, amazing Idina Menzel level voices.
We
each
did.
One
we
the four of us.
Every single one of us is
as Lala. Good as Idina Menzel. So we like to close with this segment, and sometimes when we have pod friends on, we like it to be like a little wink to their pod and you guys and your pod with an awesome segment that also is a version of your live show. Mm-hmm. So, what is it?
What's it called? What is it?
The segment is called "I Don't Think So, Honey." And ooh nice. Oh, I like that like that sting. That's great.
I love that.
I love
it
a good
every
sting.
Time I say "I don't think so, honey."
Yes.
It's very Space Mountain.
It's very like Bombshell Report.
Yeah, we're getting Bombshell reports.
I don't think so, honey.
I don't think so, honey.
That's so cool. It's okay. It's a 1 minute rant anyway. In which you go off on something that's sort of getting your goat in culture or just in life. It could be something small, like, I don't think so, honey. People who walk on the sidewalk slowly, like something as frivolous as that.
I don't think so, honey. People telling me my shoe is untied. I know, bitch.
Or it could be, I don't think so, honey. Like, you know, the Arrested Development reboot. If you take issue with
it, I would say, like, I don't think so, honey. Can be serious. It can be frivolous.
It runs the gamut. It's great,
but it's always cathartic.
Yes.
Yes. Got it. So we thought, we'll just steal your great idea.
We'll steal it.
We'll put music behind it.
I love that idea. We've never done a musical. I don't think so.
I love this. This is
but
huge.
Am I going to go first?
You go first. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Right?
Oh, yes. Hold on.
That's another thing. It's a minute.
It's a minute long.
We're going to get timer up so I can do my thing. Ready?
1 minute on the clock.
Here we go. So honey, when people say this is gonna be bad before they do something, bitch, I believe you. You don't have my faith. A facial disgrace on your face that you caused because I was on board until you were like, oh no, this is gonna be bored. Bored is a way to say bad but little bit wrong. Hey, here's another thing. You need to have faith in yourself, bitch. If I'm sitting in front of you entertaining this, you need to be confident. If you have fun, then the audience has fun. You make me nervous when you say this is gonna be bad before you do something. I don't think so, honey, when you're taking up my time with your self-consciousness, bitch. I don't think so, honey, when you're up there and you are all self-conscious. You are projecting and I don't like it. I don't think so, honey, people who don't
I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute, bitch.
I don't think so, honey. Baseball caps. Oh, you're looking bad on my head. Don't think I'm not clocking your ass. Looking bad on my head. Some of us have big craniums. Some of us have some bad anatomy. Some of us have big craniums and bad anatomy. Hey, I don't think so, honey. Little hats, big hats, medium hats, all hats. I don't think so, honey. Little hats, big hats, medium hats, all hats. I don't think so, honey. Little hats, big hats, medium hats,
what?
All hats.
Yeah.
I don't think so, honey. Little hats, big hats, medium hats, all hats.
I don't think so, honey.
I don't think so, honey.
I don't think so, honey. Taking up your shoes in an airport. Who the fuck is hiding bombs in a shoe? One person tried it one time and it doesn't work. And that person was a terrorist and also a jerk. But it didn't happen. The bomb didn't go off. And now every single person gotta be taking their shoes off. That's nuts. And it's fucking wasting my time. I don't need your security theater standing in this line.
Yes.
Airport TSA can suck straight on my dick. And not in the fun way. You can eat shit. Yeah, TSA, I know you have a job. But honestly, what the fuck is going on? I'm being robbed. I don't need this. You're taking up my time standing in this long ass security airport line. And I don't feel safer when I get on this plane. I've been playing on this tiny video game. It feels good.
I'm going back home, about to miss my meeting.
is a long time to do a round. You guys crushed it.
That was amazing.
That was so fun.
So fun.
You guys, that was incredible.
Oh my God.
Bowen.
You guys.
Heavenly.
Matt, Bowen, Las Culturistas.
Find Las Culturistas is the podcast.
Like, subscribe, comment,
all the things. Do it. What are your socials?
Well, my socials, which are the same across all platforms, are at Matt Rogers, though. At MattRogersTho.
And my socials are different on platforms, which Cardinal is bad. Sam. Twitter, it's at Bowen Yang. And on Instagram, it's at Faye Dunaway. The literal Faye Dunaway.
And also, we would love for you guys, if you're in New York, to come out to our show at the Bell House on June 29th. It's called I Don't Think So, Honey. It's 50 comedians that are all going to be going up there and doing not musical, but still stunning and startling I Don't Think So, Honey.
Oh my gosh. Can you guys even imagine how hard you're going to laugh hearing 50 rants?
You're going to laugh 50 hard.
You're going to go through like those, you're going to go through like three cycles of I can't believe I'm laughing this hard. Okay, I have to calm down. Oh wait, now I'm laughing so hard again. Yeah, I bet my abs would hurt.
Like, you're going to get an ab workout at this show.
And that's what I'm all about.
And that's really what the whole purpose of laughing is.
That's why we all do it. We all do comedy to get shredded, washboard abs.
Yeah. To work our core.
Give it up for Matt Bowen, Scott Passarella on the keys, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, producer Dana, but also on the drums.
I can't believe.
Drum Warrior. Thank you so much, producer Brett, for making it all happen. Thank you, Earwolf. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, everyone that makes this show happen.
Thank you, Milk People Stacey's. And like we say on every show, if you got a minion by your side,
you got nothing to hide.
Bye!